Morning to you, Peter.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning to you. You made these claims in the House of Commons yesterday. What are you saying?
Well, I am very reluctant to criticise any successor as Secretary of State for Northern Ireland because it's not an easy job to get right. But I've become increasingly concerned, as has my colleague Paul Murphy, also a former Secretary of State, and what he said yesterday on the political situation in Parliament, increasingly concerned that the current Secretary of State sees her role as a kind of distant arm's length role, rather than somebody who gets stuck in to support people in Northern Ireland, whether on the political front or on the economic front. And my particular anxiety, and you saw this in the loyalist disorder around Christmas period and into the new year, and you saw this also in the marching season last year, and I fear maybe a repeat in the marching season this year, with Young Republicans. Both groups are often in the situation where they have no stake in society. They have no jobs. They have no proper training or skills. And they say they're kind of a disaffected group. And this ultimately cannot be shoved off, as I think she is doing, onto the Northern Ireland executive and say, well, it's their responsibility for employment and getting people into work. When ultimately, the problem that we have in the Northern Ireland economy at the moment is a failure of the Westminster government's economic policy, and I see the same thing in Wales.
Well, we'll talk about the economic policy in a second. So you are saying that the protests of recent times over, for example, flags is nothing to do with identity, people feeling that their British identity is being eroded. You think it's because they're unemployed?
No, I'm not saying that. I've actually given interviews in which I discuss the question of identity, particularly on the loyalist front. I just think there is a worrying group with youth unemployment sky high at the moment, with a particular, as it were, tranche of teenagers in the main, people who don't have skills, don't have the opportunity for getting a job because there aren't the jobs there for the most part. And there's a growing group of people who just feel, well, they're not part of the society, they don't have a stake in it, and therefore they might as well express their frustration and their disaffection on the streets. And that's coming from both sides of the divide, from loyalists and from Young Republicans.
When you said in the House of Commons yesterday, you described a very toxic situation here. What's toxic about Northern Ireland?
Not the overall situation, which I think has been settled. The political settlement we achieved in 2007 has bedded down, has strengthened, and there's no going back on that. But what I mean by toxic is these old wounds and festering sores are opening up again on the loyalist front. We saw that over the flag issue at Belfast City Hall, and also on parades, where there's a sort of an opportunity to express frustration and disaffection. I don't think it was an accident, and I said this at the time, or a coincidence, that we achieved the political settlement of 2007 at a time of record employment in Northern Ireland, at the highest number of jobs ever in its history. And so, you know, these things go hand in hand. Political stability goes hand in hand with economic opportunity. History teaches us that.
What would you be doing differently?
Well, if I were Secretary of State, I would not be part of a government implementing this austerity programme right across the United Kingdom, including Northern Ireland, which is so damaging. And there doesn't seem to be any end in sight to it. Just cuts, cuts and more cuts, borrowing going up, the deficit going up, debt going up, all of these targets that the government set itself and thought that by cutting down, you would actually bring borrowing down, you'd bring debt down, you'd bring the deficit down. Actually, what it's doing is massacring the economy. And the same thing is happening right the way through Europe. And it's different in the States, where President Obama's actually invested, and as a result of which you've got growth and you've got more jobs.
And do you think the government should be making Northern Ireland a special case, giving us that so-called peace dividend, giving us more money than elsewhere?
What I think the government should be changing radically, and I think this falls straight on the Secretary of State's desk, the buck stops with her in this respect, they should be supporting the Northern Ireland economy instead of strangling it with these austerity policies. Whether it's a special case or not, and the peace dividend and that argument is one issue. But
answer it, though? Are we a special case deserving more money or not?
Northern Ireland, it isn't a question of more money in the sense of just adding to the Northern Ireland executive's budget. It's a question of macroeconomic policies which are generating growth across the United Kingdom, including Northern Ireland, and not austerity. That policy is being adopted by President Obama in America, and it's paying off. It's not being adopted here. We've gone into reverse. We're seeing all of the main indicators actually negative, and this is having an effect in communities on the ground. So my first responsibility, were I to be Secretary of State, would be to change economic policy and give people more hope and more opportunity.
Yeah, it's pretty unfair, this, what you're saying about the current Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, that she's walked away, that she's working at arm's length. She's in the country, isn't she?
Well, the point is this. Her answers in the House of Commons effectively shuffle the responsibility off onto the Northern Ireland executive. If the issue, as I've brought up in the past, and as my colleagues have brought up regularly, including Northern Ireland MPs, criticising the lack of opportunity for young people, for example, then she says, well, this is a matter for the Northern Ireland executive. And that's what I mean by walking away. Whereas, in fact, the Northern Ireland executive's budget's been cut, along with all other budgets across the UK, and the macroeconomic policy, which is where the root of the problem lies, is an austerity policy rather than a growth policy for jobs. And that's where the root of the problem exists.
But do you not think the main responsibility and the main focus should be on local politicians here? That they are ultimately responsible in a devolved government?
Well, of course they are.
So Teresa Villiers is always going to be distant, relatively speaking, compared to them.
Well, of course. You know, I said at the time I was the last direct rural Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, and I was proud to be. That was my job, to achieve that objective, and we did. So I'm not suggesting that the Secretary of State should suddenly start running Northern Ireland in all its detail. Of course that's the responsibility of the executive. But if you cut the Northern Ireland Executive's budget in the destructive way that it has been cut, if you impose macroeconomic policies on Northern Ireland and especially on the Northern Ireland Executive, which stop the expansion of the economy, growth and jobs, and the chance to give young people the hope and the opportunities that they need, then you get the consequences on the streets that you have seen in recent times. These things are connected. And it's not good enough for the Secretary of State to say, this is not my responsibility, not me, Gov. I am distant from all of this because this is the responsibility of government in Northern Ireland. If government in Northern Ireland is actually being prevented by the Westminster government's policies from doing the job it wants to do.
So during the flag protests, let's take an example. What would you have done differently?
Well, I said at the time that I thought there ought to be more engagement, even taking risks with some of the loyalist groups
like
that
what?
Were involved.
What risks?
Well, for example, in 2006-07, I decided, sometimes against some advice that I was getting, including from political quarters, to talk to people on the fringes of or in the leadership of the UDA and the UVF to try and find out where they were coming from and see how we could move things ahead. And we had quite a lot of success in that, actually. Now, I think exactly that policy should be pursued now, including by the Secretary of State, because she still has responsibility for national security in Northern Ireland, as well as other politicians. But my principal concern is not for the Secretary of State to somehow duplicate or second-guess what the Northern Ireland ministers are doing. It's the Northern Ireland minister's job to govern Northern Ireland, but she has specific responsibilities, and I just don't see her exercising those at the moment.
But your big idea, Peter, would have been to go down and talk to these people who were blocking the roads.
No, my big idea, if that's what you choose to call it, would have been to engage with the groups in whatever way seemed appropriate at the time.
Yeah. Engage with them means talking to them.
Well, of course it means talking to them.
And saying what to them?
Well, again, I can tell you what I did in 2006-07 and was criticised from some political sources at the time, but it actually achieved it. You've got to engage with people when you have a problem like this. You can't simply say, you know, they're all rioters, they're all nasty, they're destructive, they mustn't do it. Get to the root of the problem. And that doesn't mean appeasing violence or any of that. It means actually engaging with people.
Would you do the same with dissident Republicans?
If the dissident Republicans were willing to talk, and there's not any sign that they are, or would be, but if they were, of course. I think, in the end, you can't solve these problems by putting more police on the streets let alone bringing the army back. What you need to do is find a political solution where it's possible to do so. It may be in the case of some of the dissident Republicans in heavily involved in terrorism and criminality that actually that's not possible. But I still think that where there's a will, you can usually find a way to solve problems. And I just fear that at the present time, the UK government, in the person of the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, and I don't criticise her personally, she's a perfectly decent individual, are just sort of standing back and saying, not me, Gov. And I don't think that's acceptable.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much indeed.